At the start of Invisible Thread, a young actor walks out on a stage that's covered in red dirt and addresses the audience directly.
My name is Griffin, and this is my story.
Come to this place.
And I actually am Griffin, and it is my story.
New York actor Griffin Matthews, along with his writing and life partner Matt Gould, co-authored the show.
My story starts the way that most stories about black people start. In a church. I was lost in a valley, alone and afraid of the darkness around me.
He was quickly disillusioned when he learned the man leading his volunteer organization in Uganda was corrupt.
And so I had to figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my 6 weeks in Uganda. And so I walked down the road, tried to clear my head, and I met a group of teenagers who stopped me and said, "Mzungu," which means white person. So I'd gone all the way across the world as a black man, and to them I was a white person.
Wait, who's the white person?
You! Mzungu!
I am black.
How are you? Yay!
Do you guys seriously think that I'm white?
Yay!
The teenagers were all orphans, many because of the country's AIDS epidemic. None of them had the money to pay for school.
I agreed to teach them at a library in the village, and so we started meeting for daily classes.
Back home, Matthews continued his relationship with most of these young people and started to raise money to send them to school. It was songwriter Matt Gould who heard music in his boyfriend's stories.
And I said, "Hey, why don't we write a musical about your experience in Uganda and use it as a way to fundraise?"
And I thought that was the worst idea I'd ever heard.
It was the worst idea
ever. That's a horrible idea. Nobody wants to hear a musical about Uganda.
But I thought they did.
Gould wrote 5 songs, which the couple used for a fundraiser. Those 5 songs turned into a full-length musical, which director Diane Paulus urged them to make more autobiographical.
The couple, which is at the heart of this complicated piece, you know, an interracial gay male couple that is trying to figure out how to live in the world, how to marry, so to speak, their desire to make change and make an impact in the world with all the mistakes that they make, with all the challenges that are thrown their way. And that's what the musical really looks at.
There is a long invisible thread that wraps around my heart and wraps around your head.
The invisible thread of the title stretches between the 2 gay American men to the Ugandan teenagers, and it's been woven into a very visible cloth. Griffin Matthews says when you add up all the money various versions of the show have raised over the years, it comes to about $200,000. And those teenagers they initially sponsored? Most have graduated from college, some have become nurses, one is a surgeon, another works as an accountant, and one has even become an actor. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.